It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Health officials have been warning parents about a rise in the so-called slapped cheek disease. Joining us to talk more about parvovirus B19 is Matt Sheehan. He is media relations coordinator with OSF Healthcare. Matt, most dog owners have heard about parvovirus. So how is this different?
Yeah, that's right. I think what we've heard recently from the CDC should show that the parvovirus is not just for dogs. When it comes to the human parvovirus or the B19, we've definitely been hearing about it through the news cycle recently after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the CDC issued a health alert for it on August 13th. Now, this is not to be confused with the canine parvovirus, CPV2. Now, I think some context is very important in this, why we're seeing a so-called uptick in the United States. And that's because in the first quarter of 2024, 14 European countries were reporting an increase in parvovirus cases. And so the United States health officials, they were kind of prompted to start looking out for the parvovirus more. More cases were coming up, and that led the CDC to their health alert on August 13th.
So slapped cheek disease is what Megan said. Is that exactly as it sounds? It looks like someone's been slapped?
Yeah, so it's called slap cheek rash for sure, absolutely. So that's basically the main symptom of the human parvovirus. It's a rash that appears on the cheek. It's usually seen in kids, and that's the big part of this, right, is that the parvovirus is mostly seen in kids, especially we are kind of in that fall season now. Kids are going back to daycare. They're going back to school. And so when you have kids playing together a lot in tight space areas, they're touching the same surfaces and all of that. That's, again, kind of why we're keeping a closer eye on parvovirus cases as well as other viruses going around as well.
What are some of the other signs and symptoms of this?
So we like to call the parvovirus a self-limiting illness. So basically it just goes away with time. It's usually very, very mild, but some kids will get a rash. Some will get a fever. They might not feel well for a couple of days, but usually within a week, the symptoms resolve, it goes away. And basically the best ways to kind of take care of that is through great hydration, good sleep, and maybe some Tylenol.
Can you get parvovirus from a dog? Can they pass it to humans?
So that's a fantastic question. And so in these two strains, the human and canine strains, they are different. But we do know, and we know this through other viruses, and that's why there's even been talk over the last couple of years of getting a flu vaccine for your dog, that viral infections can come from pets. And that's not just limited to the parvovirus. But when I was speaking with some of our doctors here at OSF Healthcare, they were telling me basically they are not worried about the transfer of the parvovirus from dogs to people because the parvovirus can't actively change between the two.
So there is a shot for parvo for dogs. What about for humans? Is there any vaccine for kids, especially right now?
No, there's not. And there's really not any prescription medication or anything like that. Again, kind of your best bet is great hydration, you know, keeping the flu is coming, drink a lot of water, focus on getting good sleep at night. And, you know, if symptoms are pretty severe, you're not feeling very well at all, definitely consider taking some Tylenol. But always, I think a good best bet as well is speaking with your child's pediatrician and just keeping them in the loop of what's going on.
Anything else we should know? I mean, who's most at risk aside from pregnant women. I know that that's a definite.
That is a definite, yeah, especially in the first trimester, because mothers can actually pass the parvovirus to the fetus. And so definitely if symptoms are coming on or if a mother that's pregnant is going through parvovirus, this is something that needs to be talked about, you know, with their doctor. It might actually require monitoring with ultrasounds to see if there is a severe infection with the fetus. There are older populations as well, immunocompromised, specifically those with sickle cell anemia or other blood disorders, where parvovirus can cause problems with anemias or blood cell lines.
I think the big question for families always is, when do I keep my kids home from school with this?
And that's a fantastic question. I think the first one is, if you have a fever, stay home. But really, I mean, it's a case-by-case basis. We kind of try to push it out there. If you don't feel well at all, stay home, right? It's better to be safe and stay at home than spreading it at daycare or at school. And so that's not the greatest answer, but a fever is the definite one. If you have a severe cough or a lot of, you know, nasal congestion, you probably want to talk with your pediatrician and see if there's something greater going on, and then stay home then.
Really good information here. We really appreciate this. Again, we are talking about parvovirus. It's not just for dogs. Human parvovirus is different than canine parvovirus, but we have heard the differentiation between the two and some really good information. We have been joined by Matt Sheehan, the Media Relations Coordinator for OSF Healthcare. Thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you both so much. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.